Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I want to talk about a powerful example of divorced parents doing things right. Tiger Woods and his ex, Elin Nordegren, showing up together to support their son, Charlie, at his high school state golf championship. Even after years apart, they came together in the gallery, and there are real lessons here for co-parenting, healing, and putting your child first. So Tiger and Elin both attended their son, Charlie's state golf championship, standing together and cheering him on. You know, and that's not easy. So for any of you listening and you have been divorced, and we all saw how public that was when they divorced. If you do remember, I remember because it was just quite a lot of information came out about Tiger and multiple affairs, really painful, I'm certain, for his wife, and probably brought with it a lot of bad feelings. But you know what it looks like from our looking in is that they are putting their son first, but they're both together to celebrate him, which is wonderful. Because, you know, we talk about children of divorced parents. If they can see them together and calm and united during big moments in their life, that's really going to make such a difference. And it's so important. And I think that it can be hard, but if you're able to really put what's best for your child first, you'll be able to do that. And then you don't want to miss out, right? Like neither parent wants to miss out on that. And if you're going to make it about your child, you guys got to kind of be together. Don't make them have to talk to each of you separately. That's a lot for any kid, you know? And so we talk about like, what steps can you take to set aside the conflict so your child gets to experience love and support from both of you without that tension? It is, you know, think about that. And a very valuable tool, like if you have something like that upcoming and, you know, write down all those feelings, that's a way to just kind of release them from your head. We have several episodes where we talk about journaling and how powerful that can be. And it can just get those feelings onto paper or out of your head. And, you know, handling the logistics for events like this, you know, if you can communicate ahead of time, that's great as far as where you're going to sit, you know, what your expectations are, particularly if it's like, hey, we should go celebrate afterwards. Should we do that together? And maybe if you decide those things ahead of time, so your child doesn't have to see you like, oh no, I don't want to go. I don't want to impose, or I don't want to be there. It'll minimize that experience for your child. Hey, if you got to talk about boundaries, do that. You know what? Maybe you don't even have to talk about boundaries. You just need to think that through. Like, I want to go enjoy this golf tournament. I can do so with my ex-husband. We can walk along and watch him. And maybe your boundary is, but I don't want to go do a family dinner afterwards. Maybe I'll go do a little bit of it and then I'll leave. You think that through yourself so that then you can stay true to what you feel like you're able to do and what feels comfortable, and then you can show up in the best way for your child. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 194, How Women Go From Exhausted and Numb to Empowered and Vibrant by Rewiring Their Neuro Pathways. Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.